This is the Break Free Podcast with Ashley Winston, where we talk about all things faith, business, and life. Ashley Winston is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, international speaker, author, and business advisor. Let's join her as she begins.
It's National Financial Literacy Month, and guess what we're going to talk about on the Break Free Podcast? We're going to talk about finances. This is a time when we come together to equip ourselves and others with the crucial knowledge and skills we need to take ownership of our financial destinies so that we can make money moves, plan for tomorrow, and smash our financial goals. But National Financial Literacy Month isn't just about a one-time lesson. It's about creating a whole new mindset to become the person who can level up their financial know-how and lay the groundwork for a brighter, healthier future. And it all starts with you. So let's get started. I get a lot of questions about finances when I'm coaching people in life and in business. And a lot of times when people come to me, whether they are entry-level entrepreneurs or people who have bigger businesses, they tend to be focused on a lot of the external things that result in financial increase. You know, like all of the things, of course, marketing, it matters. Having a certain aesthetic, you know, or certain web presence, it matters. Social media presence, all of these things are definitely important and can lead to financial increase. But what I've discovered and what I want to share with you guys are just the things that I've seen help to prosper me and increase me throughout the years. And it's doing the inside work. I always say, you know, prosperity is an inside out job. And I think this is overlooked a lot of times because the inside work is the nitty-gritty work that nobody really wants to do. And I want to do my best to break this down to help somebody today, because the Bible talks a lot about finances and there's a reason for that. In 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And you know, our soul is comprised of our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect, and our imagination. So our mind, right, that's the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel. It's the faculty of consciousness and thought. And when you think about will, I teach will as it relates to your decision-making ability. Making good decisions is a skill. It has to be practiced. I think a lot of times we think, oh, like, duh, I'm just going to make good decisions. But decision making is a skill all by itself. Being able to determine, which is what will is, it's a firm desire or determination to determine which way you should go, what decision you should make. And then emotions. You know, our emotions, a natural instinctive state of mind that can be influenced by our circumstances, mood, or even our relationship with others. Intellect, the ability to understand or deal with ideas and information. Imagination, the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. So God is telling us that as these areas of our soul prosper, the outcome is prosperity. Right? And notice how it says that we'll prosper and be in health. And he's saying he wishes this above all things. So I always say health is the sister friend to prosperity, hence the popular phrase, health is wealth. And so our mind, our will, our emotions, intellect, and imagination. So when we're having financial challenges, or we're looking to, maybe you're not challenging your finances at all, and or you're just looking to go to the next level financially, you want to start with the inside work, the soul work, okay? Where is there a gap in how you think? Is there a gap in how you make decisions? Is there a gap in how you in your mood, or how you are affected by your relationships or circumstances, maybe your intellect, how you understand and deal with ideas and information, or what's happening in your imagination, okay? And being able to perceive reality from fantasy. And I always tell people that, you know, if you have some type of money challenge, it's not an effort issue. It's a heart issue. It's a soul issue. Somewhere there's a gap, and we need to be able to identify where is the gap, where is the prospering needed in order for you to go from where you are right here, currently today, to where you want to be. And when we ignore the soul wounds that we have, whether it's from previous, whether it's from trauma or just relationships or habits or just thinking we have, we're gonna see it play out and in our finances, because there's never going to be a separation between the way that you think and the way that you live. And I also have said before, you can't out earn your self worth. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, there's the word heart, so is he. That's why I say money's not an effort issue. It's a heart issue, because as you think in your heart, so are you. So if you're thinking lack, then that's what's dropping in your heart. That's what you see in your life. If you're afraid that you're going to lose everything you have, then you have it in your mind. It's in your heart. You're going to see that happen in your life. So the issues, the Bible says that to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. So whatever issues we're seeing financially, where are they coming from? They're coming from our heart. They're coming from our soul. They're coming from our inner man. And there's an exercise that I like to do, or I do with my clients, but I just did it recently at my Unstoppable Goals 2024 workshop, where I had the participants calculate how much they currently earn and how much they want to earn. And then I had them subtract, the number from each other. And I taught them that the difference between what they currently make and what they want to make is how much they need to level up. So for example, if you make $60,000 a year, but you want to make $100,000 a year, then there's $40,000 worth of personal development that's missing that you need to tap into somehow, whether that's finding a mentor, whether that's a coach, whether that's joining a mastermind or doing all of those things, or reading more books, or maybe you need to subscribe to some type of article or what have you. But there's a knowledge gap, right? And I think a lot of times we talk about the knowledge gap, but like I said, it's not just knowledge. Knowledge falls into the realm of intellect and imagination, but I just told you that the soul is comprised of not just the imagination and the intellect, but our emotions, our decision-making capacity, which is our will and mind, which it does go back to knowledge, but it's not just the knowledge. It's how you think about what you learned, that plays a role as well. So we have to address that. So, I tell my clients a lot of times, it's like if your company's making a certain amount of money and you're just stuck there, well, there's something going on in the organization that needs to shift in order for that corporation, in order for that company to break that next level. The same is true for every entrepreneur. If you find that you just keep getting a certain type of client, or you just keep hitting a certain number, well, there's something there that you need to shift internally in order to make that ask, in order for that amount of money to show up. There's something that needs to shift in you. And I think a lot of times we think, no, it's something external. But in my experience of coaching a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life, it's not. It's internal. Same thing as it relates to churches. It's like, okay, you want your congregation to grow. You've been at the same number or circulating between the same amount of people for X amount of years. Well, yeah, you can do more marketing. Yeah, you can do more of those types of things. But at the end of the day, there's something that's happening inside of the organization that's limiting the capacity, that's limiting the organization, the church, from growing to hit those numbers. So until you address those things, i.e. the soul wounds, the soul gaps, the knowledge gap, right, the mind, you're going to be stuck in a pattern where you hit a certain number and then you retreat back to the original number. Same thing in finances. You might hit a certain number in your finances, but can you hold it? Then all of a sudden it's like, where'd your money go? Because something is happening inside of you, or inside your business, or inside your ministry that you need to address that you're not addressing. The question is, can you identify it? And that's why, people hire coaches, and that's why people hire me, I can see things they can see, to identify, this is the gap. This is the missing link. Have you looked at this? But then you have to have the courage and the team to address those things in order to see that shift happen in your business. And if you're an entrepreneur listening today, then it has to do with your associations. You know, I always say change your circle, it's your money. And it's true, birds of a feather tend to flock together. So if you've got five broke friends, you're bound to be the sixth one. So if you don't, you know, want to be broke, then you've got to get around people who, you know, they have resources, they understand the language that money is. And that also requires courage and vulnerability if you're not used to it or you're not familiar or, you know, it can be easy to be intimidated, but it's necessary. I think it's one of the things that I had to learn as an entrepreneur, a multifaceted entrepreneur going between multiple industries. But that's something I learned and was also expressed to me, like to keep surrounding myself with different people as I continue to grow in my career. You know, we can be creatures of habit and we don't necessarily like change, but it's the only way to grow. We have to change. This is biblical as well. You know, God doesn't put new wine in old wineskins because he says they'll both be ruined. So we have to become new. We have to change. We have to evolve in order to get the new level, the new resources, the new relationships and divine connections or whatever it is, because that's a form of increase as well. Right? I know you've heard it. Your network is your net worth. There's some truth to that for sure. So, you know, making the leap from where you are to where you want to be takes hard work and it requires sometimes temporary sacrifices for permanent results. That means there may be some late nights and early mornings. There's going to be some late nights and early mornings. It's about putting in the extra hours and the extra effort and making the necessary sacrifices to make that leap. And like I just talked about, absorbing new knowledge to propel yourself to new heights. And, you know, I know that's something that I've had to do. Every level up required a new version of me. And I thank God, you know, for Magic Mind and their energy shots, you know, that help boost my energy when I need that boost to enhance focus and elevate productivity. With its unique blend of ingredients, Magic Mind will definitely help you stay sharp and energized throughout the day. You can visit magicmind.com/breakfree by clicking the link in the show notes for this episode and use the code breakfree20 for an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. And, you know, as we talk about doing what's necessary and bridging that gap and getting new information, I also want to go back to the Bible for a moment and talk about keeping God at the center of your finances. There's a huge difference. I had to learn this over and over again, I think, and I kind of learned it the hard way. And that is that there's a huge difference between God adding to your life and you adding to yourself. And I have helped, and I help a lot of faith-based entrepreneurs. The reason I said helped is because it's kind of shifting now into just businesses in general and corporations. But, you know, it's like we know this, but I've noticed when working with Christian entrepreneurs, it's information and there's not a lot of revelation to this concept. But in Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Another version, I think, says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these things will be added unto you." And so, you know, when I think about that, if we're like, oh yeah, just, you know, trust God, follow God, and like your life will go well. We kind of just generalize it, I think. But no, this is for real. And I am a witness. When you put God first and you humble yourself and learn his way of doing business, his way of prospering, his way of doing everything, then all the things that other people are dying to get, God will add to you. Like he brings it to you. I know people sometimes are like, "Ashley, how are you doing business and you're not on social media all the time?" Well, he brings the business to me because I'm seeking him. I'm seeking his way of doing things. He reveals it to me. And as a result of doing what he wants me to do his way, he adds to me. Okay. And so I think sometimes what we do, at least I know I used to do back in the day, we think God is involved in our business because we love God. And we maybe went to church growing up and we go to church now, but it's really us adding to ourselves and being our own gods. And what we see a lot of right now, if you look around, is, well, the money is changing hands because there's a lot of people out here who are adding to themselves. And the Bible says that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. So we see a lot of houses tumbling down because God was not the center of their business. There was no foundation there. And that's his promise to you. This is the word. If he doesn't build it, if he's not involved, if you're not doing things his way, then it's going to crumble, whether that's a marriage, whether that's a corporation, whether that's your church, whatever. Whether it's your financial portfolio, it's coming down because he wasn't involved in it. So we can avoid this by including God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So God adds to you. And I remember when God was teaching me this, I thought I had a revelation until I started really tapping into the principles of sowing and reaping, which I think I'm going to get into in the second episode of this month. But when I started to understand the principles of sowing and reaping, and it's too much to go into right now, but when I really started working those principles, God started to show me the difference between supernatural increase that comes from him and versus what I did, the beginning of my career, which was more focusing on, I guess you could say, worldly ways of prospering. And I realized, yes, God can, he can still communicate to you about the stock market and this and that and whatever, but there is a way that he wants you to work with him and be involved in the process. And when you take him out of it, well, that's when he's going to send a shaking. And that's what we see happening right now all around us. Shake, shake, shake. We're seeing it. So it's important to keep him in the center of our finances and all things. Maybe in another episode, or if you join the Unstoppable Network, if you're an entrepreneur, I dig into a lot of this stuff in a deeper way and talk about, just testimonies and things of how God revealed himself to me in this area. And, when I talk about including God in your business, I also deal with some of this when I'm coaching faith-based entrepreneurs. It's like, they want their logos to be, this is not everyone, I'm making light of it, but it's like, it doesn't mean that you have to have a cross and doves and, I'm trying to think of the logos. Like, it doesn't mean you have to over-spiritualize it, right? As it relates to the marketing in your business, it's really the heart of your company, the principles of your company. And also, as long as we're talking about it, making money and growing a business are two different things as well. I think sometimes we think those are the same things. They're not. So you have to think about that for those of you that are listening, depending on what level you are as an entrepreneur. Are you just trying to make some money or are you trying to grow a business? Because you're trying to grow a business, you might not see money for a while. You're going to have to put in work for a minute before it turns. So that's something to consider as well. Keep God at the center. That's what's important. Because the Bible also talks about the man who built his house on sand versus the man who built his house on the rock. And it says, I think it's Matthew 7, and it says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew. Okay, well, that tells you, he didn't say if the rain came down, if the streams rose, if the wind, no, the rain came down, the streams rose, there was a storm, right? And the storm hit both houses. But the house that was built on a rock was able to stand in the storm, but the house that was on sand, it was a wrap, okay? And so he tells us, everyone who hears what he's saying, these words of his, but you don't put them into practice, you're a foolish man. We're seeing businesses. We're seeing churches. We're seeing relationships. We're seeing anything that was built on sand. We're seeing it come down in this season. And what's being brought down is being given to people who have built on a rock. Okay, so another thought that I have for this segment is, who are you serving? I think that has a lot to do with increasing as well financially. You know, I think about McDonald's, but it says like 1 billion served. And I think a lot of your income level has to do with like, who are you serving? How many people have you served? I talk about that in our community all the time. People are like, you know, they're praying, which I get. You want more money. I understand you want to increase. You're unsatisfied with your level of living. But the question is like, okay, I would say God gives you $1 million. What are you going to do with it? Where's the blueprint? Where's the business plan? Who are you going to serve? Okay. So that's important as well as it relates to finances. Because I think a lot of times we want increase, but we haven't increased our vision. Something to consider, right? Because God is, he wants to know, where is the money going? Who are you serving with the money? Yes, he wants you to be taken care of and to have an abundant life. He tells us that in John 10:10. Not just a decent life, but an abundant one. Okay, so great. You have an abundant life. You have what you want, this, that, and the other. Okay, now what? And I think we need to take that seriously instead of just focusing on the scriptures that promise us prosperity and wealth and quoting those. I think we need to put some work into writing the vision and making it plain. I think we need to build communities. I think we need to build better businesses. I think we need to think about this a little deeper so that when we are confessing these scriptures and we are believing God, there is an avenue, there is a net, there is something that God is investing in that he can get a return on. Because I'm thinking about myself, if you ask me to invest in your business, okay, well, how am I going to get the return on my investment? Like, what's happening here? And I think God thinks very similarly. Like, okay, what have you done with, I mean, he does. Look at this, the parable of the talents, right? He's like, what are you doing with what I'm giving you or what you're asking for? What are you going to do? It's important to think about these things and to challenge ourselves to write the vision and make it plain and to think big and think bigger about what to build, how to build, who to build with, who to serve with. You know, remember that managing your finances and creating wealth is about more than just gaining knowledge. It's about transforming our mindset. It's really inside out, and we need to take proactive steps toward financial empowerment. And I just believe that a lot of it is spiritual. It starts there. It's inside out. But let's just continue to seek God's guidance, right? And serve others on our journey to financial abundance. And let's serve others with our resources. You know, the Bible talks about giving, and I always tell my mentees and those in the Unstoppable Network, I've never met anyone that is an intentional or a radical giver that is without. I've never seen it. And, you know, I think, well, let me say this. I've only seen it when the giving was done with motive. Poor motives. Excuse, let me be clear. But outside of that, I've never seen it. And so we should talk a little bit more about that on the next episode. But this one, I just really wanted to focus on the inner man, the soul work that I believe is the foundation to increasing, okay? And the beginning of what I would consider a realm of financial literacy. And so stay tuned for the next insightful episode that we're going to dig more into finances this month and give more practical tips to help you unlock your financial potential. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Break Free Podcast. Remember, this is the place where we show up, tell the truth, and do the work so that we can live God's best for our lives. Until next time.